This week's Cheshire Silt 106.9 Club of the Week is Macclesfield Wheelers, after they recently hosted the return of their annual Macclesfield Supercross event. The cycling club has been based in the town for over 70 years, catering for all abilities across cycling's many disciplines, as Macclesfield Wheelers chair Mark Booth explains.
The club was actually formed in 1948, so it's been around, you know, a long time within Macclesfield, and obviously a lot longer than any of us have been members. But it's got, you know, a very rich and long history in the town. And unusually, I guess, for clubs of that age, it was called Macclesfield Wheelers from the very start. So it hasn't changed its name and merged with other clubs and things like that. It's been Macclesfield Wheelers from the start. Started, you know, as I say, from within the cycling community in the town. So definitely been around a long time. I guess present day, it's just a really inclusive club with something for everybody, whether you're, you know, an elite level racer or you're somebody who just wants to go out and do 15, 20 mile cycle with like-minded individuals, stop for a coffee and a cake, and just enjoy the Cheshire countryside and kind of everything in between, really. So, you know, the club has got in between 260 and 280 members at any one time, so kind of quite a healthy number of members. And as I said, that covers all different disciplines of cycling, whether that's road cycling, there's keen mountain bikers, there's cyclocross racers, people who are road racers, people who just enjoy getting out on the bikes and enjoying, as I say, the local scenery. And I guess for people who don't know, Macclesfield is kind of positioned in quite an enviable position geographically, really, in that you can have a super flat ride out onto the Cheshire Plains, or you can have the hilliest of hilly rides up into the Peak District, or you can do a little bit of both. You know, so in cycling terms, the geography of where Macclesfield is perfect. And I think that drives a lot of interest in the club and the lots of different disciplines and events that the club runs and that people participate in just from the club as well as externally as well. You know, we'll come on to the Supercross, I guess. But for things like hill climbs and the 10-mile time trial series that we run during the summer, you know, people literally travel right across the country to come and attend those events. You know, and if you think for the hill climb events that we run, for some of the courses, the best racers out there might be only actually racing for 3, 4, 5 minutes, but they might have driven, you know, 4, 5, 6 hour round trip in the car to come and do the event. So, you know, the club puts on a lot of events that attract a lot of external interest as well as, you know, meeting the needs of the membership.
The club has become a big part of Mark's time in Macclesfield, with the Wheelers and the club's community helping Mark settle into the area since he moved to the town.
I'm kind of a relative newcomer to the club and a relative newcomer to Macclesfield as well, having only moved to the area sort of 4.5 years ago. When I moved down here, I didn't know a soul. And one of the first things that I did, because cycling was something that I did, was obviously look up the club and go on a Saturday afternoon club run. So you're allowed three rides with the club without becoming a member. So it's a bit of sort of try before you buy. I went along to a club run, you know, was welcomed with open arms, enjoyed it so much that I signed up and joined straight away afterwards. And since then, you know, met lots of great people, made some good friends in the club and in the local area. And it's sort of really been the thing that has made the transition from Yorkshire to Cheshire for me, you know, super easy. You know, the club's been at the heart of that for me, which is sort of why I ended up doing this role, I guess, to try and give a little bit back to the club as well. You know, and I know we've talked about racing, and that's a big part of what the club does. But there's lots of people who, you know, myself included, I'll turn up and do a few hill climbs. I'm never going to win a hill climb if I did them for another 50 years. But a lot of it is just taking part, and the camaraderie and just the buzz around it is really infectious. But there's lots of people who don't do any racing in the club, and that's absolutely fine as well. And as I said, the club caters for that in equal measure to the people who want to race and really push themselves, you know. So there is most definitely, and I think that is the real attraction of the club, is there is absolutely something for everybody, regardless of your age, or ability, and cycling preferences. There is something within Macclesfield Wheelers that will attract you, and you know, and a paltry, this is my sales pitch now, a paltry £15 membership a year, it's not a massive amount to get access to, you know, a lot of fun and keeping yourself active, which is, you know, as we all know, is really important.
The club hosts many events throughout the year, including its annual cyclocross event in South Park, Macclesfield. Usually held in between Christmas and New Year, the 2022 edition signalled the start of the calendar year, with over 300 cyclists racing in the event at the beginning of January. Ruth Ganwell was the event's lead organiser for the Macclesfield Wheelers, a club she's been involved in for over 35 years.
It's a long-established event. I think it's been going since 84, always been held in South Park. So cyclocross is a type of off-road cycling where you're sort of on a sort of road bike with sort of knobbly tyres, extra clearance for the mud. The courses are sort of mainly gravel, grass, etc. And then going back to supercross, it's an all-day event of different age categories of races, aging from sort of under eight to 70 plus. As I say, it's been held traditionally around the Christmas period for many years. We obviously missed it last year, the first one that was missed, other than a very snowy year. And it's sort of a bit of an iconic event in South Park in Macclesfield, up until sort of the announcement, the sort of day after Boxing Day, where we, you know, it was announced that no further restrictions were going to do. It was sort of still in doubt on whether it was going to happen. So obviously, yeah, it did happen, and it sort of pretty much sort of ran like clockwork on Sunday. You know, all the club volunteers turned up, put the course out, the British cycling commissaires who sort of inspect the course and sort of help manage the day. You know, we're very impressed by the support we had. The course, you know, it's often get lots of feedback for, you know, it being a really, really good course. You know, using the sort of bankings of South Park, etc. The Supercross always attracts sort of top names. It's traditionally sort of the week before the national champs. So this Saturday, Sunday, actually, you know, it's the national champs. So it'll often be the final race preparation for those riders who are going to go into that. And I would imagine, you know, Nick will retain his national title. We had Nicola Davis, who's the world champion of her age group. And I'm sure the young guys who are riding the senior event will certainly, you know, come away with medals, if not more jerseys. We often get a lot of positive interest from the public. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, what's the event, etc. Unfortunately, I have seen a few negative comments about the sort of clusters damage to the park. So obviously, you know, the grass does get cut up slightly, but as we've seen year on year, you know you go back a few weeks later and it all recovers. So you know, just sort of reassurance for people concerned about, you know, any long-term damage, it really does, it's a sort of the grass sort of very quickly recovers. So and to sort of give the opportunity to, you know, over sort of 90 under 12 year olds, under 16 year olds, to do that racing and the, you know, and the excitement that can create, I think is, you know, the positives clearly outweigh the negatives.
With the Supercross event marking the start of a new year, club chair Mark Booth is hoping 2022 will allow for a full year of activity for the club and its members, including the return of hopefully more events throughout the year.
21 was still pretty difficult because, you know, as everyone will know, you know, we were going through periods where we were in some level of restriction and lockdowns, you know, groups of six, groups of two, you know, no riding at all, you know, you name it. We were in all different flavours of lockdown still coming into 21. So that, you know, so that's been really difficult. And I guess at the start of the year, we didn't think we'd be able to put on any events during the course of the year because, you know, it was just an unknown. Obviously, restrictions started to be removed. And then we started running some of the events like the club 10-mile time trial that runs every Wednesday evening. We started the hill climb series that's been super successful. And then obviously finished off with the Supercross. But there were lots of other events such as the Parkinson's Road Race. Or we also did the longer time trial as well. But there's road races and other events that we haven't been able to put on this year because they do take a lot of planning and a lot of, you know, applications for permits and organising that we just couldn't commit to this year. That the expectation is that they start to be run again from next year. And some of them are formal events, as I say, such as road races. Some of the informal events, really, but just for members. The next one coming up will be the Barry Hyde Tour of the Edge, which I think is on the 20th of February this year, which is a course set up by a sadly deceased now member called Barry Hyde, who set up this route that essentially tours Macclesfield, I guess. It's probably never more than about 5 or 6 miles away from Macclesfield. Different lengths of course, the sort of a short course, a medium course and a longer course. I think the longer course is about 55 miles. But the beauty of the course is that you're going up and down similar roads at different times. So you're constantly seeing different people in the club, either coming up the route that you've just gone down or going down the route you've just gone up. And it's a real sort of social ride that hasn't been run for the last 2 years. So this year we get to run that, for example. So looking forward to having the formal events, the member-only events, and just having a full calendar to go at rather than having to worry about restrictions would be a great place to get to. I'm sort of I'll touch my desk while I say that just to make sure nothing else comes out of the woodwork. But yeah, that would be the hope for 22, that it's a complete return to a full calendar of events for members and for other people who want to get involved in the club.
From a busy programme of events to a wide variety of weekly rides, Macclesfield Wheelers pride themselves on ensuring there's something for everybody. There's lots going on at the Wheelers throughout the year, and the club's communications secretary, Louis Thomas Messenger, is looking forward to what looks set to be a busy 2022.
Certainly one of the things I've found since I've sort of started doing the communications role, it's just fantastic to see all the engagement with it and the positive comments, and can tell people are really interested in it. It's a really inclusive club. There's a lot going on across all ages, genders, ethnicities, and it's just fantastic just to see that participation. For me, cycling and the club, you know, I've been quite involved in racing, particularly time trials, and that's sort of what I enjoy and what I like doing, and like the club has been fantastically supportive of that over the past however many years I've been doing it. Time trials will start again in spring at some point. We'll have the hill climb series that's coming up soon, so that's another thing to look out for. There's just a sort of a constant stream of stuff that's happening, so it's just keeping an eye out for something you might be interested in. if you're interested in the slightest or have any questions whatsoever, feel free to send us an email or send us a message. You can find the contact details on either the website or the Instagram pages, Facebook pages. Get involved.
Cycling has seen a growth in participation across the UK, and Macclesfield Wheelers are encouraging more people to get out on their bikes and experience the benefits of cycling, including the sense of community that has been created at the Wheelers.
When I first started, my parents weren't cyclists, so I just sort of turned up, on a old bike, Some of the members of the club just sort of took me under the wings, showed me, what I needed and how to go about it, sort of thing. And I think that, those people are still in the club today, nurturing newcomers, beginners, etc. It's gone through, I've raced at a sort of reasonably high level, locally, and enjoyed it, and sort of enjoy the challenge, enjoy the company that the club gives and the social element. It's good, it's good that it sort of does a bit of everything, from off-roading to sort of time trials and road cycling. It gives you that club support. There's guidance there. There's from experienced members. You've got a group to go out with, if you're struggling with the weather or motivation. Other people will be looking out for you rather than going out on your own. Friendship, social side.
I mean, I think if you thinking about the lockdown, we know for a fact lots and lots of people bought bikes in lockdown because it was one of the few things that you could go out and do. During that period, if you tried to buy a new bike, it was actually really difficult because lots and lots of people bought bikes. So I would urge them to, don't just let it rust away in the back of the garage somewhere, or sort of hanging your clothes on or whatever people use them for. Get out there and use your bike. It's a great way to exercise out in the fresh air. It's pretty much free once you've bought the bike. And if you live in the local area, then, Macclesfield Wheelers is your club. And as you've heard from Ruth and Louis, the club is there to support you. Yes, we have lots of super fast people in the club, but we have just as many people who just like to go out and ride their bike easy. And whatever flavour of cycling you're into, the club can support you in that. Go to the website, macclesfieldwheelers.org.uk. Full instructions on there on how to either join a ride. And as I say, you can have three free rides before you have to actually pay for membership, so you can try before you buy. And super easy process after that if you want to become a member. But, as I said, don't let that bike rust away. It's you've made the investment. Go out and use it. You live in a fantastic part of the world for cycling, so take advantage of it.